I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Ladles and jelly spoons, boys and girls, Madam Mayor and Mr. Chairman, welcome to the show. This is Michael Veazey of Amazing FBA. A bit of a playful mood today because I'm talking to, I think, one of the most fun people in the Amazon space. I was going to say fun characters. I think that's not wrong. Dana Derricks, larger than life person and greatly successful entrepreneur. So he's the author of The Truth About Business, his latest book. He's the founder of the Dream 100 Launch Program, Dream 100 Book, Dream 100 Challenge, and also has made a large amount of money as an Amazon seller and made a lot of money for people in the past as a copywriter for them as well. So a man of many parts and also a goat farmer. So warm welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And I really enjoy being here and I enjoy you and your listeners and followers. So I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. I mean, I love your marketing. It's very, in a lot of ways, you do very, very classic things with your marketing, your copywriting, and it's very kind of traditional in a way. And you know, there's shades of the famous writers like John Carlton or whoever in it. But then also, you're incredibly individual. I don't think anyone else on Facebook is even capable of showing videos about internet marketing with a couple of goats literally in their car, which I'm not sure anyone would try that, but that's certainly, that gives a flavor of how original you are. So if you haven't been following Dana for entertainment as well as education, folks, really worth following. So let's talk about your book. The first thing we've discussed before we went on show is really we're going to take a sort of 50,000 foot view of things, I think, here. And I think that's often quite valuable because we can get very, very caught up, particularly if you're new to the Amazon space or online marketing in general, with a lot of tactical stuff, which seems really sexy and is when it's appropriate. But if you're at the early stages, which a lot of people listening are, and I guess this podcast may be geared more to those, it's inappropriate to worry about details like what's the magical launch formula of this quarter because you don't know what you're going to sell yet. So it's premature. So let's talk about the biggest sellers' pain points or the pain points for those who would sell on Amazon. The first question a lot of people have, which I think is a very intelligent question, is Amazon for me? Is it still a viable business model? And if so, who's it for and who isn't it for? So there's a massive question for starters.
Yeah, I love it. So I am going to double down on what you said a second ago in that most people are so in the weeds and they're so zoomed in that it's hard to see the big picture. So it's easy to like get caught up on a strategy or, you know, a tool and get excited about it. But then it's like, am I even ready for that? Or like, why didn't that work? Well, probably because you were zoomed in too far. So we're going to zoom out for a second. So in this book, I basically show, I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing it 12 years. I've made $1 million or more four different ways. And one of the four ways was through Amazon as an Amazon seller. And I'm going to literally share pretty much how I did that and go through all the pain points that you probably are having, those that are listening or watching. And the first being, is Amazon right for me? So you have to really, I guess, think more, what is it that you want? Like, what's the outcome that you want? And then reverse engineer if that's the vehicle that you want to be in to get to what you want. So I'm a perfect classic example of just getting into Amazon because I wanted to make money and I thought it was a great way to do that. And I learned a lot of lessons along the way. So I had a pet supplements company. That was what I chose. And one thing that I weighed out in on this whole is Amazon right for me thing is, do I care about what I'm going to sell? If you don't, and I've ran into sellers that do and don't, if you don't, it's not going to be, the road is not going to be as smooth as it could be if you do genuinely care about what you sell. And the more so the result of what the thing is that you sell. Okay. So for me, I was able to help a ton of pets with a ton of different issues naturally. That was really cool. And that got me through a lot of the tough times. So from a standpoint of like, can I finish this race, right? This marathon, you have to really actually care about what you're selling and who you're selling it to and what it does for them. Now, from a financial standpoint, this is the number one thing that every new seller always got in trouble with from my working with thousands. And Michael, I'm sure you've seen this as well. There are a lot of programs out there that promise this Amazon seller dream and like work from home, passive income, all this stuff, like, right? Like, here's what they don't tell you. They don't tell you how much money it's actually going to cost you to do this. And the reason they don't do that is because they wouldn't be able to sell their programs, right? So there's one particular program that's the, you know, the gorilla in the space that is the most guilty of this. And I really, really think it's unfair what they do to people. And what they do is they charge you a couple grand for their program, and they promise you that you're going to be able to do all this stuff. But what they don't tell you is that you're going to need to have at least $10,000, at least, in addition to that, to be able to launch inventory, to be able to pay for some services or softwares or what have you that you're going to need. Or even worse, like to be able to swallow one mistake or one bad batch of inventory or one getting screwed over by, you know, a manufacturer or one product flop. You're going to have cushion. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to like have money in your bank. If you don't have it, you don't have it. That's fine. But you're going to have access to money. So either you're going to have to be able to anticipate going and getting more cash to keep you going. So if that's something you really like legitimately aren't going to be able to do to yourself or your situation, your family, then maybe it's not for you. And that's just being honest. So in other words, I'm not trying to say that it's not a good idea or not a good viable strategy, but it's a long-term strategy. It's not, I'm going to get rich by this time next month. It's like, I'm going to put a lot in and then I'm going to get a lot out eventually.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And just to reflect on that, I mean, I've got experience, I suppose, of two business models. Well, I suppose four, if you count being an employee, which is kind of a business model with a lot of upsides, actually. And people a bit too quick to dismiss it. It was not very good for me because I'm not very employable. I'm too creative and too individualistic. I've been a freelancer, which works as well. And again, people are quite quick to dismiss that because the virtue of those is it's pretty quick, it's pretty certain. You agree a fee with your, you know, people that engage with as a freelancer, you have a salary as an employee, right? But the other two things that I just to reflect on this, that I couldn't agree more about all the things you're about saying about Amazon. I really think that's right. And I think $10,000 is about the figure that I normally come up with these days. And when I try and sort of, I suppose the figures I've got in my marketing for people who are going to work with me one-to-one are $6,000-$7,000, but that probably needs updating these days. But the other thing is, if you're going to make a serious business out of something, I started the podcast up and after about 6 months, I started monetizing it. That sounds quicker and easier than Amazon. Guess what? It can stall at a certain level for a long time if you're not careful. So sooner or later, you know, I've now invested, I've got a full-time employee. I've got, he's great and just taken on. I've got a podcast editor. I pay for designers now. In the end, if you're going to do anything seriously, it's going to take investment. And it's going to take time. So I'm not sure that's even just limited to Amazon. And a few rambling responses there. But thank you for the truth, first of all, because I think it is in short supply in the Amazon space. So that's really good. So where do we go from here then? So what sort of things can you achieve from it? You said, first of all, very intelligently, what's your outcome? Reverse engineer from that. So what outcomes can be served by an Amazon business? And let's also talk about what it can't serve.
I want to like recognize one thing you just said, and I want to make sure that this gets highlighted because I think this is probably one of the most intelligent ways to jump into an Amazon business, and that is to be a freelancer if you can. Specifically for me, I was a freelancer in the Amazon space, as Michael said at the top of the episode. And what I would do is I would do copywriting for Amazon sellers, and that's how I even got sort of into Amazon selling. Like I didn't just jump in as an Amazon seller. I did Amazon copywriting for years. Worked with hundreds of Amazon sellers to that point before I was like, all right, I'm making all these guys a lot of money. I need to do this for myself. And then I jumped in. Had I not had that foundation of really understanding Amazon and specifically my skill, I wouldn't have been able to have a seven-figure business within a year on Amazon. It's kind of like training for the Olympics for 10 years and then going out and, you know, performing and getting a gold medal. You know, you see the gold medal, but you don't see the 10 years of training before. So with that being said, I think if you're able to, or if it makes sense, that's a wonderful way to keep yourself safe, especially if you're going to, you know, walk away from a job or whatever. That way you've got another additional source of income coming in. And for me, if my Amazon business had totally tanked and flopped, I'd have been fine because I had my freelance business. Anyway, I think that was really, really well said. And for those of you out there that these big gurus in the Amazon space are going to say, you know, you'd be all in on Amazon. Guess what? They're not all in on Amazon because they're selling you programs and that's where they're making their money. So no, you should be a freelancer too, because that's the most, to me, the most credible because you're actually doing this stuff. and you're being paid to learn, actually. So instead of going through all these programs, you know, this, the big box programs, work with people like Michael, it, you know, give, go all in on people like Michael that are doing it. And then also take on clients in the space and get paid to learn. That is just a great strategy. So, okay. Next question was, where do we go from here? Right. Okay. I don't want to screw it up. What, specifically what?
I was just asking what outcomes can be served by an Amazon business. So in a way, I'm putting the cart before the horse, because the first question, as you said, is, you know, what do you want? Which actually, people always think this is a stupidly dumb question. I think it is kind of a dumb question in the sense that it's simple, but it's really not easy to answer. When you really dig, what do you really, really want? Normally, you either copy what other people tell you, or you kind of fall into a fantasy of fast cars and sitting with on a beach with a laptop, which I've never tried, but it strikes me as a stupid idea. and I know plenty of miserable rich people, because I live in a wealthy part of London, which is a, you know, wealthy city. You know, money is not going to make you rich either. So that's not necessarily the good reasons for doing it. But if we think, okay, what do you want from a business? What questions can Amazon answer, to put it that way? So if you, for example, want to quit your day job within 12 months, like the classic Amazon pitch, is that real, do you think? Can you replace a day job with an Amazon business within 12 months?
Yeah, I agree with, okay. So first of all, if you don't like, can't articulate what you want, that's okay. Because I don't think people really know what they want, myself included. We don't really know until we get stuff, right? Like, you didn't know you wanted a, you feel like you want that sports car, and then you go and buy it. And then like the first couple of weeks are awesome, but then like it just sits in your garage and it's like, wow, I really wanted that. But like, did I really, like, did I need it? Right. So there's something to be said there. So that's okay if you don't, in other words, you don't have to know what you want right now. But I'll tell you this. So there is a misconception that Amazon is this like almost like investment where you can just passively throw in $1,000 and get 10,000 back with doing nothing. Like, that's not what this is. Okay. So this isn't real estate. So if you're thinking that this is something that you can just for 5 minutes a week throw in some, you know, money and then it'll spit a bunch back out, that's not how it works. All right. There are going to be constant fires to be put out, and there's going to be human beings that are going to be required to put in the work for this. So it's an actual business. It's not like, it's not an investment. Like, it's not real estate, it's not stocks or whatever. It's a real business, okay? But with that being said, is it worth doing? Yes, absolutely. For me, absolutely. And I'll tell you this. So some of the less flashy things that you're going to find out that make it worth it. And I'll talk about some of the things that don't maybe aren't worth it to you. But, and I'll just be honest. So some of the things that I didn't see coming that were really fun and awesome were the success stories from the products we were selling. So every day we'd get another story about how a dog who had seizures for 7 years, every day, daily seizures, was on every medication you can think of, took our product and was seizure free for 6 months, got off all the meds. Like, that you can't put, it gives me chills, you know? So that's something that you really got it. Like, it's not about like, oh, I found like this secret little niche that no one's in. Like, it's like, really make a great product. Okay. So it doesn't matter if you make a 10 million or 1 million or 500,000 or $500. It doesn't matter. If you're making a difference, that's what matters. Okay. So that's one of the things. Another thing that was really cool that I didn't really anticipate was when it started really growing and scaling, I was able to employ family members of my own, which was cool. So like, my aunt was working in a grocery store and I was able to bring her on to help with the Amazon business. And it was really fun and awesome. And they all bought in, and that was cool. So that's another thing. Also, we had a huge demand for, we would put like product inserts in and have, you know, getting stuff produced and packaged. After a while, you know, you kind of get into that level of things where you're sort of taking more control and ownership over how your product is produced. You can, you know, increase your margins. And one thing that was so cool was that we found a company that employs people with special needs. So people that might have different disabilities are able to work for this company. And we would send our, you know, because this is stuff that I don't necessarily want my staff spending so much time on. So we would send our inserts to be folded and our products to be, you know, stickers to be put on and all that stuff to that company. So we were really making a difference. They really loved us because we did a ton of business for them. And they felt really cool about what they were doing as well, because it was a cool different product for them. And we were able to help a lot of people. that way as well, which was fun. So this is some of the like behind the scenes things that'll happen that, you know, keep you going and get you excited about this, because it's not just about money. But then you've got the other stuff that isn't so fun. And you have to really consider that this is going to happen to you if you're going to be in the game for real. Okay. So like, you're going to launch a product and it's going to flop. You're going to do all the things right and it's not going to work. And you can blame Amazon, Jeff Bezos. You can blame Michael if you want. You can blame me. You can blame my goats, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, it's your job to, you know, you're the one that's going to cash the check. So you're the one that has to put in the time, effort, energy, and have the relentless just stubbornness to not give up. So that stuff's going to happen. Competitors are going to rip you off. There's a country called China that doesn't play by the rules that we play by. And I mean, your manufacturer might rip you off, right? Like, it's common and it's going to happen. So you see the horror stories and you think, oh, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Just plan on it happening. And I talk about this in the book too. Like, you're going to have a threshold that you develop where something really bad is going to happen. And then after it happens, you have a built up almost a tolerance to bad stuff happening. So then you just kind of let the littler stuff deflect off. Okay. So think about the worst thing that's happened in your life and then think about what just happened. Oh, my listing got hijacked. Was that worse than the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Probably not. So you kind of have to like take the leverage, your mental toughness and all that stuff to get through all this stuff, because you definitely see the people posting screenshots of making all the money, but you never see them talking about the crap they had to deal with to get there. Right. So just keep in mind that, you know, it's going to happen and it happens to all of us. Okay. What matters more is how you get through it and that you keep pressing through, because that's the only way to the finish line.
You make 100% sense. I was just thinking about a few things. I mean, I've been quite lucky in some ways to have a life where I haven't experienced just terrible pain and challenges yet. I've lost relatives. My parents are both still alive. At some point, it's a given that I'm, unless I die under a bus tomorrow or something, I'm going to have to deal them with grieving them. You know, I've had to deal with relationship breakups. I've moved cities. I've been lonely in foreign countries where I've, you know, been living or working or studying. There's lots of things in life, as you say, that are bigger. And I think it's weird, isn't it, how people that can be very, very intelligent and strong in certain areas just get very weak in others. It fascinates me. And I think one of the reasons that happens in the Amazon space is simply because they've been given such a weird expectation by certain courses and people. And I really try not to be that person. And I try and be positive because, you know, I know lots of people who've built really good businesses with Amazon, like probably 50 personally on this side of the pond, and then, you know, several tens of people in the States as well. So this is a real thing, but it's also, you know, there is also real challenge. And I think the people I admire is somebody who has a $500,000 a month Amazon account suspended for 3-4 months. And then a year later, I meet him and he's done his first $1 million month. I mean, that's impressive. It's not the $1 million. It's the fact that he coped with a suspension of $500,000 a month account being suspended with business partners beating on his door. So I just think there's an awful lot of weird expectations get set. And if you go the opposite way and say, look, if you're going to go in a marathon, I'm running a half marathon in a month, I expect it to probably rain because this is Britain. I expect it to be painful. I expect to be a bit crap. I expect to be going very slowly compared to a bunch of people going past literally twice the speed. I did a half marathon a few months ago and I was literally at the average finish time, 2 hours, 41 minutes, 50 seconds. I remember it because it cost me, it was that of a 75-year-old, which is like 3 decades older than me. So it was pretty humbling. But you know what? I didn't enter it because it was easy. I entered it because it was hard. And I think that's like, that's the mentality we've got to be looking for, right? Anyway, enough lecturing for my pathetic little sporting abilities. We ought to move on to some of the more practical questions, but I like the mentality side. So the next question then is really to get a bit closer to the question then of the practical question. Okay, look, it's going to be hard, I get it, but I need to achieve some things. What things can Amazon achieve for you that other business models can't, and what can it not? You've already talked about it, it's not passive income, so it's not the same as real estate. How does it compare to, say, freelancing or employment as a business model?
My unique perspective on selling on Amazon comes from, like I said in this book, I literally highlight how I've made $1 million 4 different ways. So one of the ways was Amazon e-commerce. Another way was as a freelancer, so a service. Another way was digital and information products. And the last was coaching and consulting. So with that being said, I kind of have a pretty good gauge on how Amazon fits on the four different types of businesses you can, you know, make money on. And I'll tell you this. So what it isn't is an easy button for anybody to just be able to get out of the pain they're in. So if somebody is working a job they hate, Amazon is not the easy button to get you out of your job. It just isn't. There isn't one, but Amazon's for sure isn't. Also, Amazon is not something that anyone that is highly reliant on income to survive, meaning they don't have cushion, they don't have, they've got expenses that they have to hit every month. They're already pushing it. Jumping all in on Amazon is not a good idea. It just isn't. Because when you start coming to the table with an expectation that this has to make X, Y, Z by next month, or else I'm not going to make it, your decision-making starts getting bad. And then it starts, you know, putting way more pressure and stress and noise in your world than you need, or then you're going to even be able to do well. So it's kind of like, imagine going in to take a huge exam and you were up all night, right? Like you got no sleep. Like, are you going to be able to do well on the exam? Not really, right? So it's the same thing. If you have almost no money in your account, you think you're going to be able to launch an Amazon business and get all that stuff done well? No, probably not. So that's what it can't do. But here's the good news. This is what it can do. It can create another revenue stream for you that makes money 24/7 around the clock. Okay, that's really exciting. For me, that was one of the coolest things coming, transitioning from a freelancer into now Amazon as well, was I'm able to make money when I'm not trading time, right? So like waking up the next morning to see that I'd made $500 since I, you know, shut my computer off the day before, that was cool. I'd never been able to do that before because I was always trading time for dollars. So there's pros and cons to everything, but specifically for Amazon, that was really cool. So that can certainly be one route of what Amazon can do. Also, it's something that you can build a legitimate asset that you can then sell. So for me, I sold my company after 2 years and it was awesome because at the end of it, I got to, you know, obviously cash out of it and make a ton of money that way. But somebody was able to take over and add it into their portfolio and keep it going. And it's still to this day going and rocking and rolling and all that stuff. So there should be a big payday at the end if you do it right. So that's what we should be looking at as well, as it's almost like an investment that we're, you know, taking it, we're feeding it. It's like a, it's like, well, you go back to the farm example. It's like a crop, right? We're like, we plant it and then we feed it and we nurture it and we water it. And then eventually we'll be able to harvest it. Okay. So that's what you should look at as well. It's not like, oh, I want to make 50 grand a month off of it. Like, that's good. But if you do it right, you should be reinvesting some of it into it so that you can then get a bigger payout at the end. So that's what it can do. Also, I would say it can diversify your wealth. Okay. So if that's like a foreign concept, which it was for me too for a long time, they don't teach you that in school, at least over here, they don't. Your wealth is important, meaning how much you own, how many assets you have. And Amazon an Amazon business done right is a wonderful asset that, you know, you can leverage for other things as well. So here's a practical example. So I will, from time to time, I'll look to acquire a business. And that doesn't mean I'm spending millions of dollars, by the way. Like my pet supplements company, I didn't invent the recipes. I bought the company that already had them built, that she had no idea how to sell it. And I bought it for $3,500. I bought the whole company with the rights to 36 recipes. Like, that's crazy. And I built a 7-figure business from it. Okay. So like you can do stuff like that because you can leverage your Amazon income as well, even though if it's not cranking out crazy net profits, which no one talks about, by the way, but another rant, but you can leverage that income to go and do other things too, if that's something you want to do. So for example, for me, I was able to get a well over $100,000 line of credit, business line of credit that I could do whatever I wanted with. I didn't have to use it just for the Amazon business. I could go invest in real estate. I could go acquire more companies. I could hire more staff. I could spend it on advertising. I could do whatever I want with it because I had the income coming in from the Amazon business. So there's a number of different things as an entrepreneur, a business owner, you can do as well with an Amazon company as a channel or just a stream as well. So it doesn't have to be just your only thing that's all I do. It can be leveraged in other ways as well. So, and then the last thing that it can do for you that it did for me and is doing for Michael is it can be a proving ground or a place where you, have credibility and you can help other Amazon sellers. Once you get up and going and know the game, and of course the best coaches or consultants or folks in the Amazon space that sell anything to do with Amazon selling are the ones actually doing it. So Michael actually does it, which is why I really appreciate and I like him a lot. And I keep coming back. And I think that's why vice versa, he respects what I say because I did it. I do it, all that stuff. So that's even another door. You don't have to open these doors, but they open for you. And if it's something you want to do down the road, it's really fun and fulfilling. And then you're of course, credible. And it's a lot easier that way. So it really opens up the doors to making a ton of money and impact a bunch of different ways if you do it right.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.